This is meditation, metta bhavana, bringing compassion to ourselves. Loving kindness or metta bhavana is a traditional Buddhist meditation. Metta meaning love in the Platonic sense, friendliness or kindness. Bhavana meaning development, the cultivation of. So this meditation is literally about generating kind feelings or compassion. The meditation usually follows five stages, generating kindness first towards ourselves, then radiating outwards to others. In this version, we're going to look at generating unconditional compassion and self-acceptance of ourselves. This meditation can help us to develop a sense of well-being, reconnection towards ourselves, and positivity at times when we feel low self-esteem, negative self-judgment, or a lack of confidence. The meditation reminds us to see beyond behaviour, adrenal, sympathetic system reactivity, common when we're stressed and overbusy, allowing our nervous system to come back into parasympathetic mode, where we can be more calm, kindly respond to situations. As well as being a powerful tool to improve self-esteem and compassionate responses to the world, studies have linked the practice of metta bhavana to reduce pain and anger, and reduce stress responses in those with physically inflammatory illnesses. Breathing in and out from the heart centre. We're going to begin by generating kind feelings towards ourselves. And this might start with how we're sitting. So notice, are you comfortable? Are you as comfortable as you could possibly be? So any little adjustments so that you feel supported, warm, so that your body feels light and upright, and so that you can settle. And this might feel quite difficult at first, especially if we're used to being critical of ourselves. We might feel aversion to really caring for ourselves in this way. So notice if any of this arises, and just allowing ourselves, giving ourselves permission to be really comfortable, to be supported, and continuing to make any little adjustments you need to so that you can settle into stillness, although of course you move when you need to, if you need to. And throughout this practice we might notice any areas of mental blockage or numbness. We might notice how we start to get involved in stories, thoughts or feelings. And any time this arises, we just notice, we smile, we come back to the practice. So sitting comfortably now, we're going to start simply with the breath in and out. Nice and easy, flowing through the nose if possible. This simple attention on the breath allows the mind to slow down even for a moment. And that's a start to showing compassion to ourselves. As many times as you need to, notice if you become distracted and just come back to the attention on the breath. Dropping beneath the breath, perhaps even. And recognizing that you want strength and health and safety for yourself, and it's okay to do this for yourself right now. You have permission. You might even draw a sankalpa for yourself right now, a word or a phrase that comes from your heart spontaneously, a quality that you need to support yourself right now. Traditionally, this intention, this positive intention, may be something like, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. But it could simply be, I am relaxed, or I am patient, or I am enough. Whatever comes from your heart right now that you need. Repeating it to yourself in the present tense. So I am, I am, I am. As you continue to breathe in and out. May I be content. May I be healthy. May I be free from suffering. May I be peaceful with whatever is happening right now. And then next we're going to consider ourselves at a time where we feel naturally at ease. Perhaps you might visualise a space of real relaxation, a holiday. Maybe your home, maybe in bed. Somewhere you know you can be just yourself, free from pressure, expectation and judgment. You visualise yourself at such a time and notice any feelings that arise in the body, inviting feelings of pure, unconditional loving kindness. And visualizing yourself at this time, notice how the body feels. Is there a sense of ease? Can you notice anywhere in the body that habitually holds tension, that might be feeling softer, that might release when you bring yourself into this state of visualizing your safe place? And then we might bring the same kind sankalpa, the intention, maybe the one that came from your heart, that you bring to yourself at this time. So I am, I am, I am. And then again, we might repeat this phrase for ourselves, sending ourselves kindness, accepting ourselves when we perceive ourselves to be at our best. Almost relaxed, almost at ease. May I be content, may I be healthy, may I be free from suffering, may I be peaceful with whatever is happening right now. And then after generating this strong sense of unconditional love and acceptance for ourselves, when we're most at ease, we might bring our attention or visualize ourselves at a time when we feel tired, maybe lacking in energy, lethargic, maybe despairing or overwhelmed, where we perceive ourselves to be, you know, feeling difficulty, feeling challenged. We might notice how that feels in the body. Is there anywhere we notice that as we bring our attention to these states of being, that habitually starts to feel more tight, more stressed, making the connection between the mind states and the body? And then again, we bring this same sankalpa, this same kind intention to ourselves, and really visualize ourselves at these times of difficulty, or, you know, where we feel down, where we don't feel at our best, allowing ourselves to feel tenderness and loving care for our own welfare at these times. Seeing that beyond the behaviour that we might manifest at these times, we are equally deserving of loving kindness, and perhaps we need it even more. So we might bring again that same kind intention. I am, I am, I am. And we repeat the same phrase for ourselves when we're at our lowest, the same wish for our well-being. May I be content. May I be healthy. May I be free from suffering. May I be peaceful with whatever is happening right now. And then we might move to visualizing ourselves when we're angry, out of control maybe even, hostile or resentful. We might notice again how that feels in the body when we bring our attention to this kind of state of mind. Notice how the heart rate feels. Notice how the breath is. And we might recognise that the behaviour that we manifest at these times might also be difficult, but that we are also equally deserving of loving kindness at this time. So we might send ourselves some compassion. We might even imagine ourselves giving ourselves a hug at this point. How might this make our breath and our body and our mind feel? And we might bring the same loving, kind intention, our sankalpa, to ourselves. So at this time, I am, I am, I am. If we find difficulty or aversion to doing this, we can say before the phrases, to the best of my ability, I wish that I may be. And recognize the difficulty that we have with ourselves at these times. If we begin to feel ill will towards ourselves at this time, we could return to the previous stage, the visualization of ourselves at our most easeful, and let the loving kindness arise again. And let those kind phrases spread through the body, the mind, and the heart. And then we will repeat the phrase for ourselves when we're at our most difficult. May I be content. May I be healthy. May I be free from suffering. May I be peaceful with whatever is happening right now. And now that we've visualized ourselves at different times, sometimes you might judge yourself at your best, your worst, your most indifferent. Recognize that at all these times you are at your heart equally deserving of compassion. However you are behaving at any of these points, thoughts and feelings that you have at these points, these are reactions which do not define you. At these points, by practicing this meditation, you're sowing the seed of possibility that you might respond rather than react, that you may feel compassion towards yourself when you manifest these patterns again. And as we practice this meditation more, we can stay in touch with a feeling of warm, tender, loving kindness at the centre of our being. And we begin to visualise or engender a felt sense of ourself. The you that has been, as you are now, as you may be in the future, the constant at your heart, all the different yous that manifest, and we wish them all well, equally. Again, we might bring the sankalpa, that I am, I am, I am, to all these stages. May I be content. May I be healthy. May I be free from suffering. May I be peaceful with whatever is happening right now. And we can stay with the sense of ourselves evolving, changing, responding to life, yet at the heart the same. Expanding our loving kindness until we're able to visualize ourselves maybe as a baby, a child, a teenager, a young adult, maybe into the future when we're middle-aged, when we're in our old age. All the different behaviors that we manifest, the different feelings that we experience, recognizing that at the heart we are the same. And coming back to your heart center now, feeling the ground beneath you, nourished in your body, in your breath, by your own capacity for unconditional love and the nurturing that you feel for yourself. Wrap your arms around yourself and take some really deep breaths as you give yourself a warm hug. And stretch out. Feel a smile radiating from within. And accept this invitation to be kind to yourself.